I thank you, Ms. Yaron, and all other members of the Prudential Committee for the efficient work done. Distinguished delegates, we now have before us the report of the Credentials Committee for the consideration of the conference. I now open the floor for comments and observations on the report. Is there anyone who wishes to speak at this point? I see none. As conveyed by the Chair of the Credentials Committee, the Committee has submitted a recommendation to the Conference as contained in the annex of its report, document CCW.5/CC/1, which contains a draft resolution stating the following text. The fifth review conference of the high contracting parties to the convention and prohibitions or restrictions on the use of certain conventional weapons which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or to have indiscriminate effects. Having considered the report of the Credentials Committee and the recommendations contained therein, approves the report of the Credentials Committee. May I take it that the draft resolution and the report of the Credentials Committee in its entirety can be adopted by the conference? It is so decided. Thank you very much. As we said yesterday, this morning I am going to provide an update on where we've got to go in our program of work, and then we turn to the agenda item 17, other matters. Actually, we start off now with other matters. Under other matters, as already announced under this item, we need to address the issue of summary records. Paragraph 34 of the final document of the CCW 2015 meeting of high contracting parties states, and I quote, "The meeting noted that some high contracting parties questioned the usefulness of summary records with regard to their costs. Also, reference was made to the importance of maintaining the summary records. The President designate of the Fifth Review Conference of the High Contracting Parties to the Convention will conduct informal consultations prior to the Fifth Review Conference in order to find a solution acceptable to all high contracting parties," unquote. Also, in last year's final document, we welcome UNOG's establishment of a digital recording system of all official meetings. The link to that system has been forwarded by the Implementation Support Unit to all delegations and is available on the CCW website. This system may have an impact on our final decision concerning the summary records. I've conducted informal consultations, and while there remains a divergence of views on whether or not to retain the summary records, one possible solution is to only have summary records for the final session of the CCW meeting of the high contracting parties or the amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5 conferences, and for those cases where an explicit request is made by any delegation to record its statement. This means that summary records would ordinarily be utilized for one session, that is, the last session, where all decisions are usually taken. Also, if a delegation expressly requests that its statement may also be a part of the summary records, that would be also done. Of course, in a situation where a new legal instrument or any other decision or text is being adopted prior to the final session, the summary records would be utilized for that session. In short, for any session that takes decisions on substantive matters. I may add also that, as had been requested by one high contracting party, the President will read out all the decisions so they are read into the record of the conference. I know the floor on this issue. I invite your feedback on summary records. The floor is open. Thank you very much for your cooperation. It is so agreed. I will now request, we'll now move to committee work, and I will request Ambassador Matthew Roland, Chair of the main committee one. Oh, sure, please.